We're joined now by Twin Cedars boys basketball, Khalid Rodriguez, as the Sabres, another week of action. Khalid, good to talk to you. I guess, you know, your thoughts on, you know, this week of Twin Cedars boys basketball, kind of shortened week with the weather that cropped up on us this late in the week.
Well, thanks for having me as always. You know, honestly, the weather is kind of a blessing. It's really nice to give the boys a little bit of a break. I know it doesn't really help us come January because we've already done some of the reschedules. And we're going to have a couple, as you know, how it goes with the winter season and weather. We've got like a couple of 3 to 4 games in a week, you know, or just how it works out Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So we've got a couple of those already lined up. So not looking forward to those, but super glad that our boys were home safe. Everybody's safe. This week was a little tough. We actually played really well for 3 quarters against Seymour. Big difference was I do think we fouled a little too much, that we were talking about not being aggressive enough. Because, you know, in your last couple games, you got 5 fouls, 9 fouls, 3 fouls. She goes, you know, for a varsity game, you know, you get 20 fouls before you're in the bonus. And that's just not aggressive enough. And honestly, I talked to a couple of my basketball friends. Like I told you, we played professionals overseas. And I asked them what are their thoughts. Like, yeah, 8 fouls is enough fouls, bro. And I'm not saying we should be going out there and, you know, karate chopping people. But we should be out there and be a little bit more physical. And we really did that with Seymour for 3 quarters, competitive for 3 quarters. We even battled back and got 15 at the half. I really do think the big difference was just they shot a lot more free throws than we did. And if we can keep moving in this direction where we are low on the defender, I mean, offensive players with active hands and scrambling around, I think we're going to have a really good, strong end of the season or beginning of the new year. So I think we're headed a big difference. And the boys just say it's been a big difference from last year. This year, they've learned a lot more. The style that I want to play is a lot different. But we didn't drop our most sports. That's been a big problem with this group. They get down a little bit and they get very upset. And then they just kind of just start fighting amongst each other or officials or even fans, I guess, football team. And that right there, I've been told by my teachers and parents, that is a huge win for this group. So the fact that we are losing, but we're huge, and I know it's going to turn the corner soon, and we're going to get a couple of dubs. And that's going to be very, very big.
Well, obviously, you know, you're wanting to win and everything. You know, what kind of improvements are you seeing from these guys, even though, you know, you don't have wins to show for just yet?
I would say first kind of threes, because we just, we talked earlier and before I went into any kind of zone, because I thought our man principles were very last, switched this week into a zone, and it limited, I think, threes, and normally we've been chasing. I thought it was really good. We seen more on the offensive end, like 17-3, rebound this defensively mainly, and it was like 43-40 possessions of the basketball. But I think at one point we were averaging like 25 or 26 turnovers against Seymour. We did a very good job handling the press, because, you know, you've been doing basketball, our answer for everything is let's dribble through it. So, you know, the Bluegrass Conference this year, which means Crescent this year. So I don't know if everybody's a little bit more athletic or everybody had the same idea I did, like, hey, so we're going to hang our hat on speeding everybody up. And we've gotten a lot better at it. And I'm saying kind of not as physical as Anthony Christian's press, but Seymour run a similar kind of press around like a 1-2-2, but in reality, I think because they didn't climb in, and we happened to handle that really good with ball reversals. I mean, we still did some of our silly thing. I wish they'd listen, but at the same time, they're kids, so you gotta just be like, ah. But listen, we're executing on out-of-bounds plays, and I think that's the biggest key for us right now. We are averaging six. It's huge. Like, any other time, like, with any other team, you get so huge because you know down at the end you can execute. And they've been really good off the clipboard. I mean, they had a hard time getting off the clipboard, but in there, we'll get it 90% accurate, which is good. Because, like I've told you, we've just been really, really conscious about how our practices is driving downhill and kicking, because I don't think they're aggressive enough downhill. And, I mean, as I've told you, we're getting a lot of paint touches, and eventually those in made jump shots, or maybe even getting fouled in free throws. So it's still just a transition. I think we're going to break. We do have some more winnable games or competitive games coming out of the break. And then, you know, see from tape and everything, I think outside of, like, Ankeny Christian and Moravia, I think the conference should be very, very competitive. I think everybody should be in games. That's my personal opinion on that.
Well, we're looking ahead to next week, according to your bounce schedule, just one game diagonal before you hit the Christmas break. You know, what are you looking for from diagonal or, you know, from your team heading into that game?
I'm looking forward to just being very aggressive. From the tape I've seen in diagonal, they're pretty athletic. They're big, which is, we've talked before, my guys aren't, but they're pretty big, and it looks like they're going to be pretty physical. And then I just figured we'll do what we've been doing, and we'll try to push tempo, try to keep them out of the middle, try to limit three-point shots, which I think we're on the right track. I mean, like I said, we made the transition into the zone, and it seemed to work a lot better. I've got some guys a little frustrated with it because, you know, for example, I've got one of my bigs who's one of my more athletic guys on the top of the zone so we can get more trapping. And he goes, well, I'm not getting enough rebounds. I'm like, yeah, but that's not what we're doing for this. I was like, your job is to disrupt. And then we go, you know, we sit back and look at the box score. Big man's got 7 rebounds, 5 defensive, 2 offensive, and 6 steals. I was like, the 6 steals is what I'm worried about. So I think that's kind of been our big challenge so far this year. It's more like, hey, you know, I want to get my stats, but at the same time, I need you to do what I think is best for the team. And the boys really, really respond well to that. It's just, you know, it's hard getting teenagers to be like, the team, you know, like, so it's been a little bit challenging in that regards, but the boys, like I said, they've been responding at every corner. I challenge them. They're excited. They got a smile. They've got a good energy. It's just, you know, sometimes change is hard and sometimes change takes a little longer than we'd all like. But at the same time, the boys are like, once this figures it out, we're all bought in. Once it's clicked and we're dialed in, we're going to be very competitive. And I think it's just, like I said, it's just hard for change. Change is hard sometimes.
Well, best luck to you this coming week, and we will talk to you later on.
Thank you so much, Derek. Have a great week. Be safe.
That's Khalid Rodriguez, Twin Cedars boys basketball coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on 92.1 KRLS.